Shoftim Paraches Pasuk Chavtes. So Gideon has won a mighty victory over Midian. All of the credit going to God, but some questionable mistakes being made at the end that threaten to undo a lot of all of the good that he did for Klal Yisrael. And it starts off, Vayelech Yerubal ben Yoash Vayeshev Beveso. Yerubal, the son of Yoash. Yerubal, the one who quarreled with the Baal. So that's a memory of his greatness when he was at his peak. Instead, went and lived in his house. He retired. And this is a criticism, as seen by many of the Mefarshim. They point out that rather than to occupy himself with the needs of the Klal, to do community service, to use his position as leadership and as an inspiration for the good of the Jewish people, he retires and rests on his laurels and goes home. And this is not something that's expected out of a Jewish leader. We see with Moshe Rabbeinu, we see with many great Gedolim, even in our generations, that they continue to try to serve Klal Yisrael as long as they can, till their strength gives out completely. Gideon has years ahead of him, but instead he goes home. And he goes home to do what? Pasuk Lamed Ula Gideon Hayu Shivim Banim Yotze Yerecho. He goes home to build a mighty household. He has 70 sons that came forth from his thigh, from his loins. Kinoshim Rabos Hayu Lo. Because he had many wives. Again, as we know, a king is usually warned not to have too many wives. Gideon has rejected kingship, and so he's not necessarily bound by those rules. But saying that a man has many wives is not usually a complimentary thing to say about him. Yaakov Avinu had four wives, and each one was absolutely crucial to the mission of Klal Yisrael, to building the 12 Shvatim. Gideon has many wives, and they're giving him 70 sons, but so what? As we will see. Not only that, but they grow up somewhat entitled, a bunch of millennials from the year zero millennium, because they're growing up in the house of the great Jewish hero. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, and this is important, Ufilag Sho Asher Bishchem. Apparently many wives were not enough for Gideon. So he also had a concubine, a Pilegesh. The Gemara is very clear about a Pilegesh. She is treated as married to her man in every way. She is not allowed to be mezana with anybody else. She has to be true and faithful, although men in those times were allowed to have multiple wives and have all kinds of arrangements. She is not. And a Pilegesh is a disadvantageous position to be in, because while she is bound by all the rules of a wife, and according to some authorities needs a get to get free, she is at the same time not given the benefit and the guarantees of a ksuba. That's the big problem that she has, is she doesn't have the legal claim to be able to get her ksuba money if anything should go wrong with the marriage. So for a woman, it is a questionable decision and sometimes a desperate decision for a woman who is single and has no resources that she's willing to become a Pilegesh. And not only that, but she was in Shechem. And we know Shechem is never good news for the Jewish people. And we're going to see that in the next parak. Yolda lo gam hibein. She also gave him another son on top of the other 70. Vayosem es shemo avi melech. And he called him Avi Melech. Avi Melech, not the most Jewish of names. The names from the Plishtim. Avi Melech, the great kings of the Plishtim. And Avi Melech also implies a certain degree of the idea that Avi Melech, my father, was a king. Gideon wasn't a king, but Avi Melech acted as if he was. It was supposed to mean that Avi Melech had the potential to be a leader himself. And maybe, it was hoped, lead the nation in some righteous way. But this Avimelech is going to be the opposite. Lamed Beis, so then Gideon's days are up. Vayomas Gideon ben Yoash b'seva tova. When Gideon eventually did die, he died in good old age. So he made it a very long time. Seva tova. Sometimes they add Zokain v'soveah. They're very old. Vayikaver b'kever Yoash aviv. And he was buried in the tomb of Yoash, his father. Ba'ofra avi ha'ezri. In the town of Ophrah, in Abi Ha'ezri, in that tribe's Mishpacha Nachalah, Gideon was given Seva Tova, a good old age. Only three people are called that: Avraham Avinu, David HaMelech, and Gideon. Avraham and David were worthy of this gift of Seva Tova. But Gidon is judged by Chazal not to have been worthy of it. By making that ephod, by his family becoming ensnared in Avodah Zarah, with the downfall of his entire family because of Avimelech, as we will see, Avraham and David were allowed to have chosen sons to be their heirs. Gidon is not going to. So the Seva Tova is misleading. Lamed Gimel by Yihikasher Meis Gidon. And we see right away, Gidon's absence from the public scene had a deleterious effect on the Jewish people. It starts Vayihi. Vayihi always is a word that connotes tragedy. Vayihi, as they say in the Mefarshim in Sefer Rus, woe it was. And so when Gidon dies, almost in some ways, not quite forgotten by the people, Vayashuvu b'nei Yisrael, the children of Israel returned, went back on their good ways and on serving Hashem. Vayiznu acharei ha-ba'olim. And immediately they strayed after the Ba'alim. The same Ba'alim that Gidon was called Yerubal for defeating. Vayosimu lahem Ba'al bris lelohim. And they made the god of Ba'al bris, the Ba'al of the covenant, to be their god, following the ways of the Kenanim. Lamedala v'lo zachru v'nei Yisrael s'Hashem elokeihem. Hamatzi lo sam miyad kol oyeveihem misaviv. And the B'nai Yisrael did not remember Hashem their God, who had saved them from the hands of all of their enemies around them. At the beginning of Gidon, we said that they didn't, that God was supposed to remember taking us out of Mitzrayim, that this was supposed to be their big memory. Well, now, even short-term memory has gaps. Lamed Hei, the end of the parak, v'lo asu chesed in Beis Yeruba al Gidon. Not only did they show a lack of gratitude to God, but they showed a lack of gratitude to Gidon. Tremendous irony here. They had offered to make Gidon the king. He refused so that they be faithful to God. And instead, they completely abandoned his family. And they abandoned his children. And forgot everything he had done for them. Kechol hatova asher osa im Yisrael. Just like they forgot all of the good that he had done for Klal Yisrael. It is not an accident, the Me'am Loewe says, that the generation that had no Hakaras HaTov to their leader had no Hakaras HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu either. They don't remember what anybody ever did good for Klal Yisrael. Much like Paro, for example, in Mitzrayim, refused to remember all the good that Yosef had done for Mitzrayim during their days of need. Some people say that the children of Gidon were forgotten and the household of Gidon was disrespected by Klal Yisrael because they, the house of Gidon, were doing Avodah Zarah and reverted to Baal worship. So what they suggest is that actually it's Gidon's family that wasn't worthy of being remembered. And that Klal Yisrael also was falling into that trap. Now, as a final comment, many people point out that the three greatest leaders of Klal Yisrael are compared in a pasuk to the three weakest leaders, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Moshe and Aaron, and then it says, and Hashem sent Yerubal and Bedan and Yiftach and Shmuel that saved you from their enemies. So the greatest leaders of Klal Yisrael, we've quoted this before, are Moshe, Aaron, and Shmuel. The inferior leaders, Gidon, Yiftach, and Shimshon, who is called Bedan. But even though the three weak leaders were not as great as the other great ones, they are valued as much by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what they did to save their generations. So Gidon deserves a lot of respect, but unfortunately it's not going to end up that way. And his son Avimelech will be the center of a great deal of tragedy in the next parak.